And 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by Longvine Auto Plaza on West Highway 50, driven by longvineauto.com.
At Longvine Auto Plaza in Emporia, summer is here, and that means fun summer activities, and it means summer savings, too. Savings like $4,250 off MSRP on select new 2023 Chevy Silverado 1500 Crew Cab. Or take a look at our inventory of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUV models in stock now. So come see us at Longvine Auto Plaza, or visit us anytime online 24/7 at longvineauto.com. Chevy, buy new roads. $1,750 consumer cash, $1,250 trade allowance, $1,000 Chevy Select bonus, plus TTNL rebates assigned to dealer.
KVOA News time is 8:25. This makes it Newsmaker 2 time here today. We're pleased to have with us in studio Tracy Simmons from Meadowlark Press, and we also have local authors joining us today, Geraldine Henriksen and Michael Graves. Tracy, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Chuck. Thank you for having us in today.
Well, thanks for setting this up. How's it going so far?
Pretty good. We have an exciting week coming up.
I would say so. Michael, good morning. How are you today?
I'm fine. Thanks, Chuck. It's good to be here.
Good. Geraldine, how are you today?
I am fine as frog hair.
You said that before, so I know it's going to be a good day. Well, Tracy, you mentioned it's a busy week, and a lot of that revolves around what's taking place on Wednesday.
That's right. We have two Meadowlark books coming out this week, and since Mike and Geraldine are both from Emporia, we decided why not celebrate big in Emporia. So we will be at the Emporia Granada Theater at 6 p.m. on Wednesday, July 26th, launching Human Shadow, which is the fifth book in the Pete Stone series, and Remembering Martha, which is our second book with Geraldine Henriksen.
Awesome. How is the event going to go? What's the flow set up here for Wednesday?
So we'll have just a brief introduction of Meadowlark. Mike and Geraldine will both be reading portions of their book, just a short bit, but they'll be talking about their process. And the hook for these two books that I think is appealing, or that's fun, that makes them go well together as for a launch event, is that both books were inspired by grandparents, but in very different ways. So if you're interested in the process of, you know, how a book comes together, I think these are really good stories and examples to look at of how you can kind of take your own family story and turn it into fiction or, you know, something bigger and a record for people to read.
Gotcha. Michael, from your perspective, we've talked before about the Pete Stone series, and how is Human Shadow, I guess, obviously it's the latest iteration of it, but how does it build on what you've already established here for the Pete Stone series?
Okay, thank you for asking that. A lot of the characters recur. I would say that each Pete Stone adventure stands alone. You don't have to read them in order. But when Pete Stone was born about 10 or 11 years ago, I was thinking of my grandfather at the time, Pete Graves, and I thought, I want to make a detective. I'll call him Pete Stone. And so I decided to make a detective story because I like to tell lies. He was not a detective, but I wanted these lies to be accurate. I wanted them to be factual. And so as the stories build, I try to make as much of the information, the local information, as accurate as possible. So if there's a movie playing, or if there's a ball game on the radio, or if there's a meal at a restaurant, my grandfather may not have watched that movie, but he could have. So that's what I'm trying to do. I'm really curious as to what life was like in the 1930s. And so this story builds on that. Now, some of the characters that come back in this particular story, a common theme with my stories are friendships, loyalties, and, you know, disloyalties, I guess. And I have a character in this book who's a university professor, and his friend is in trouble, and he calls on Pete Stone to help out.
Okay. Okay. And for folks that don't know about the Pete Stone series, maybe beyond what you just told us here, what are the different types of cases that Pete Stone's investigating?
Well, we started off with a woman who came to Pete Stone's office in To Leave a Shadow, and she was looking for her missing husband, and the police thought he had just run off, which was not uncommon in the 30s. Pete Stone believed her story and looked for the the missing husband and found him, unfortunately, murdered. And so that was the first one, was a murder. The second book was actually when Pete Stone was accused of murder. He's found lying next to a dead cop. And so, and that was based upon some information I found about a police serial killer out of Hutchinson. It actually was in the 1920s, but it builds on that. The third story, and these move through, I use the baseball season. They start in the spring, go into the summer, and finish in the fall. The third story finishes in the fall. That's a little more convoluted. I have a lot of clues and things that, that build on personality types, and there's a serial killer loose in this one.
Oh, okay.
The fourth book was, I have so much respect and gratitude for Roger Heineken, who gave me a really good article on the German-American Bund and how it worked back during that time. And as I did research, I was able to build a novel out of that.
Wow, okay.
And this is when Pete Stone loses a friend. And then the fifth one is Human Shadow, and it refers to art. The epigraph in the front is from Henry James, "Art is nothing more than the shadow of humanity." And this came about because my wife and I, quite frankly, love to go to museums, and we love to go to the Wichita Art Museum. Mm. And I had an idea for a story, and I was building on that, and it occurred to me, I'd like to have art. I'd like to make something about art. So this involves an art theft and a murder, and Pete Stone goes to work on that.
Good deal. All right, Geraldine, your turn. Okay. Let's talk about Remembering Martha. And we can talk a little bit about your prior work, but let's talk specifically about Remembering Martha here.
Well, this started back when I was working on my master's degree and taking classes here and there, thinking that if I ever worked up enough nerve to take the graduate record exam, which frightened me terribly because I don't do math. And finally, Mel Storm told me, just take the test. It doesn't matter how your math scores come out. So I did, and I passed. I was just so elated. Mm-hmm. And so then all those classes that I'd taken applied toward my master's, except for bird watching. They wouldn't let me use that. But I got excited when I did a paper about my grandmother for a class on women in the Great Plains. And even though I got sick and tired of reading stories about prairie fires and grasshopper plagues, I loved the class. And so I wrote this paper based on an interview with my grandmother. And so then I kept thinking, I want to do something with this. And 30 years passed, and I finally found the copy that was in a book of other student papers called The Best of the Best, and my teacher liked my paper and submitted it for that, and it made it in.
Nice.
Otherwise, I might not have even had a copy of it, but I found that old book and dusted it off and read the piece several times and decided I was going to use it as a basis for a story.
So how did Remembering Martha turn from essay to story? And kind of how does what is the weaving and windings of Remembering Martha?
Well, therein lies the trick, of course.
Yes.
Yes. I began by asking some of my cousins and so forth about this process, and some of them said, you don't want to do that. And I said, yes, I do. And my sister said, well, be careful. And I said, okay, I will. And she said, are you going to use really the real names? And I said, probably. It's easiest to do that.
True.
And I set it in Neosho Rapids, where my grandmother was born. And I begin the story with the day her mother died. My grandmother was only 3 when her mother passed in childbirth. And so that's how I begin the story. Mm-hmm. And several of the incidents in Remembering Martha come directly from that interview. But many of them are just hatched in my head, as are some of the other characters. Mm-hmm. But I usually use real names, and I hope that doesn't get me into trouble.
It was out there now.
Somebody said, was there really a Dr. Morgan? I said, yeah, in Emporia, but there wasn't one there as far as I know. And then somebody said, well, what about the blacksmith? Was his name really Albert Harris? And I said, no, I don't even know if there was a blacksmith, but there was an Albert Harris, and so I named him that. Mm-hmm. So anyway, that's how it came about.
I have to ask you about Wednesday, because this is, you know, at least locally, we haven't seen, I don't think, a joint book launch at the same time. What has you excited about being involved with this and kind of letting the community and interested readers know about your book in this particular format?
Well, it's really cool that Mike and I get to do this together, because during the process of getting that advanced degree in English is when I met Mike. In fact, we even did a project together, and it was a descriptive bibliography. Yawn. Yes.
Yeah, I think the look on my face pretty much got it. It didn't go to yawn, but it was close. Yeah.
We had a lot of fun, though. 20 years ago, we met in the graduate program, and we were non-traditional students then. Now we're just senior citizens. But
and, of course, I'm terminally silly, so we had fun.
I think our first class might have been Rogues and Outcasts, picaresque literature, and we had a great time.
It was.
And we had no idea. We just laugh now. We think back and look at the books we've written since. Mm-hmm. Such a wonderful course, and it was a great time.
What has you excited about being involved with this particular event coming up on Wednesday?
Well, just what we said. I had no idea. It never even occurred to me that Geralyn and I would be doing a book launch together. I've done book launches. Geralyn has, too. And Tracy, bless her heart, came up with the idea, let's put you two together on stage. And that's exciting. I think there's some synergism there that we'll enjoy.
Tracy, from your perspective, you mentioned here about these books specifically as dovetailing nicely together, but what about these two authors and having them on the stage sharing their work?
Well, we have such an amazing literary community in Emporia, and Mike and Geralyn are really the heart of that community. I think I've met both of them pretty early in my time here in Emporia, and they've both been around basically from the start of MetalArk. And I think, you know, through COVID, we didn't do live book launches, and then we've kind of been trying to work our way back to them. So doing this at the Granada feels appropriate, and you know, two of our Emporia authors who do really impressive work, I think it's just going to be a proper celebration after too many years of not properly celebrating the work coming out of Emporia. So.
Indeed. And the other thing, too, is, you know, we were talking about this. I didn't realize you're hitting a milestone of sorts here fairly soon with MetalArk and the number of books that you've published so far in the last close to decade.
Yeah, we're coming up on 10 years. It's hard to believe. It doesn't quite feel like it. But we're at 57 books in basically the last 9 years. And it has been a journey, and we have learned a lot, and we hope this is just the beginning.
Outstanding. All right, so before we wrap things up, again, the double book launch here for Michael Graves and Geralyn Henriksen is coming up Wednesday, 6 to 8 at the Granada Theater. Tracy, anything else you wanted to bring up here before we wrap up our interview this morning?
No, just people come at 6 o'clock. We will have a brief bit of entertainment. We'll ask questions. You'll have a chance to ask questions. You'll have a chance to buy books, and of course, we have desserts and treats, so we hope you hang out and socialize and visit with our author, and get your book signed, and just chat with folks.
Okay, good deal. Michael, anything else you wanted to add about either Wednesday or what may lie ahead for Pete Stone?
Well, I'm very excited about Wednesday because this is something that's very new to us. And as Tracy said, you know, I can't speak for Geralyn, but I know I had a book come out during COVID, and it's nice to get back, you know, in the groove with that. As far as Pete Stone, I'll say this. He wakes me up in the morning. He talks to me. As long as he talks to me, I'm going to write it down. So I have no idea where we're going, but Pete will tell me.
Good deal. Awesome. And Geralyn, anything else you wanted to mention, either about Wednesday night or your book career?
Well, my book journey started with a friend prodding me to do a color book that would be appropriate for selling as a Kansas souvenir, because everything had stamped made in China on it, and she wanted some So I did, and I was a naive, had no idea what I was doing, and they were cheaper if you bought a lot, so I did. And it has become my million seller because I have a million of them in my cellar. So that's how I began, and I don't think I'll quit as long as I can get an idea, and I have one hatching, so.
Okay.
It's something that I do very slowly. I wouldn't recommend my method to anybody else because it takes forever. And I'm going to have to speed the process up a little bit, I think, because I'm 80 now.
So you've got more stuff coming, though.
I hope so.
Good deal. Well, again, this is a Meadowlark Press and the double book launch for Remembering Martha from Geraldine Jones Hendrickson and Human Shadow by Michael D. Graves. It's Wednesday, 6 to 8 p.m. at the Emporia Granada Theater. Thanks much for joining us here today.
And thank you, Chuck.
Hope you guys have a great turnout Wednesday night.
Thank you.
Tracy Simmons, Geraldine Hendrickson, Mike Graves joining us here on the KVUE Newsmaker 2 segment. It's 8:40 on KVUE and KVUE.com.
Thank you all. Interesting stuff there. Our Newsmaker 2 brought to you by Longbine Auto Plaza on West Highway 50, driven by LongbineAuto.com. 8:42, partly cloudy, 77 degrees. Good morning.
Israel's parliament has approved a key portion of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's plan to reshape